The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
What would you do if one night you woke up and no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't move? The room around you is the same, but something feels off. Maybe it's the way the shadows seem to creep just a little closer, or maybe it's the odd, unshakable sensation that you're not alone. This is what our storyteller faced for years, an ongoing battle with sleep paralysis that left them questioning the boundaries between the dream world and reality. Was it simply a trick of the mind, or could there have been something more lurking in the darkness? The story you're about to hear comes from someone who's been haunted by sleep paralysis since childhood. And while medical science may have given it a name, the experiences are no less terrifying. Imagine waking up in the dead of night knowing full well that you're awake but you can't move, your body is frozen, and your mind races. And then just when you think it can't get any worse, you hear the whispers, the mechanical voices, or the feel of someone pressing against you. This is what we're diving into today. What happens when your worst nightmares blur with reality? Is it really just sleep paralysis, or could there be something more sinister that preys on us in our most vulnerable moments? Dear Tony, I've been reading your stories for a while now, but I've never shared my own experiences until today. I'm 31 years old now, but the things I've experienced with sleep paralysis over the years are as vivid to me as if they happened last night. I've had several encounters with it, starting from when I was just 12 years old, and while some may chalk it up to a medical condition, I've always felt like there was something more going on. It started one night when my little sister and I were sharing a bed, as we often did back then. I remember waking up in the middle of the night to find the entire room glowing with this strange green light. At first, I thought it was just the city lights reflecting in through the window, but the glow felt unnatural, like it wasn't coming from outside at all. As I tried to move to get a better look, I realized something was wrong. I couldn't move. my arms, my legs. Nothing was responding. It was like I was trapped in my own body. I looked over at my sister and she was sleeping peacefully, completely unaware of what I was going through. I wanted to scream for my mom, but when I tried, all I could manage was this weak, strangled whimper. Panic set in. I struggled with everything I had, trying to force my arms to move. In my mind, I could feel my fingers brushing against my shoulders, but when I looked down, my arms were still lying flat at my sides. It was terrifying. I was fighting a battle I couldn't win, and after what felt like an eternity, I finally gave in. I just had to lie there and hope it would end. Eventually, it did. I drifted back to sleep, and when I woke up the next morning, everything was fine. But the memory of that night has never left me. Over the years, I had other similar experiences, but none were as terrifying as that first one, until I was about 15 years old. We had moved to a new house by then, and I had my own room. One morning, I woke up to the sun shining brightly through my window. I was lying on my back, and once again, I couldn't move. But this time, there was something different. I felt this heavy, warm sensation pressing against my back, almost like I was lying on one of those heated massage pads. It wasn't painful, just strange. Then I started hearing them, the voices. It sounded like a room full of people talking all at once, but they weren't human voices. They were mechanical, like something you'd hear in an old sci-fi movie. I couldn't make out what they were saying, but they were speaking to each other, not to me. It felt like I had stumbled upon a conversation I wasn't supposed to hear. I wasn't as scared this time, more curious than anything. I listened to those voices for what felt like minutes before I eventually drifted back to sleep. Those mechanical voices haunted me for a while. I had another episode not long after that, but this time I was lying on my side. The warmth was back, and I could feel it pressing against my back again. But this time, there was something else. I could sense a presence behind me. I never saw it, but I knew it was there. Whatever it wasn't hostile, but it wasn't exactly comforting either. It was just there. I stayed frozen, waiting for it to leave, and eventually it did. When I was finally able to move again, I didn't feel the need to investigate. I didn't want to know what it was. Years went by without any major incidents, and I almost forgot about the sleep paralysis altogether. But then, a few years ago, it started happening again. I'm a single mom now, and one afternoon, while my son was playing nearby, I decided to take a nap on the couch. That's when it hit me again. I woke up completely paralyzed, just like before. Only this time, I was more scared than ever. I was afraid something was medically wrong with me. What if I couldn't snap out of it? And worse, what if something happened to my son while I was lying there helpless? I prayed harder than I've ever prayed in my life. I just wanted to be able to move, to take care of my child. Finally, after what felt like hours, I was able to shake it off. I woke up fully and rushed to check on my son. He was fine, of course, but the fear stayed with me. After that, I was constantly on edge, afraid the paralysis would strike again when I least expected it. And then it did. A few days later, I fell asleep on the same couch in the same position, and the paralysis hit me again. This time, though, it felt different. There were no strange lights, no voices, no sense of a presence. Just the suffocating fear of not being able to move. I managed to snap out of it faster this time, but I was shaken. I began to dread falling asleep, worried that each nap or night of sleep would be interrupted by another episode. My most recent encounter with sleep paralysis happened just a couple of months ago. It was a lazy afternoon, and I wasn't feeling well, so I decided to lie down for a nap in my bedroom. I was lying face down, my head resting on my right arm near the headboard. I woke up and, just like clockwork, I couldn't move. But this time, something was different. I wasn't scared. In fact, I found it kind of funny. I could see the TV remote sitting near my hand, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to grab it. I figured if I could just move enough to grab the remote, I could snap myself out of the paralysis. It made sense in the moment, even though it seems ridiculous now. I struggled to reach the remote, and after what felt like forever, I finally managed to grab it and place it in the little opening in my headboard where I keep books and magazines. I was exhausted from the effort, but I felt a strange sense of accomplishment. I had beaten the paralysis, even if only by a few inches. I drifted back to sleep, feeling strangely victorious. Later that evening, I went back to my bedroom to relax for the night. I reached for the remote where I thought I had placed it, but it wasn't there. It was still on the other side of the bed, exactly where I had left it before I fell asleep. That's when it hit me. I hadn't actually moved the remote at all. It had all been part of the sleep paralysis. The sensation of moving it had felt so real, but it was all just a dream. It was one of those moments where you realize how powerful the mind can be. Even when you know you're awake and... Now, Tony, I know what you're thinking. This is all just sleep paralysis, right? Well, that's what I thought, too. A few years ago, I watched a documentary that explained sleep paralysis in great detail. And it was like someone was describing my life. Everything made sense. The paralysis, the strange sensations, even the mechanical voices. It was all part of the phenomenon. But here's the thing. Even though I understand what's happening, it doesn't make the fear go away. And it doesn't explain why some of those episodes felt so different. One of my friends, who comes from a Hmong family, once told me that in his culture, they believe that a black shadow comes to sit on your chest and suffocate you while you sleep, if you've been too arrogant or cocky. He had experienced something similar to sleep paralysis, but believed it was an evil spirit punishing him. I explained sleep paralysis to him, and he was relieved to know it wasn't something supernatural. But sometimes I wonder. Even knowing the science behind it, I can't help but feel like there's something else at play. The mind is a powerful thing, Tony. I've learned to manage my episodes by staying calm and strong-willed, but there's always a part of me that wonders, what if it isn't just sleep paralysis? What if there's more going on than we realize? What if those mechanical voices and that strange presence in the room aren't just figments of my imagination? Thanks for letting me share my story. What if everything you thought was just a dream was actually something more? Sleep paralysis may have a scientific explanation, but does that make it any less terrifying? And if our minds are so powerful that they can create entire experiences while we're awake, how can we ever truly know what's real and what isn't? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want more true scary stories like this, press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.